It is the radio segment that needs its diaper changed. Aww. Laser Stories. The segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Poland. Last week, in a town called Lomza, a news crew was doing a live report outside of an apartment complex about volunteers who were giving their time to help the elderly.
Oh, that's great.
But unfortunately, the feel-good story took a backseat to what was really happening in the background. Hmm. The apartment complex has some shops at the bottom, including a flower store. And as the news crew was filming, a 30-year-old named Anders Kapka snuck up to the florist's window and stole a bouquet of roses off of the ledge.
Aww. Ain't nobody got time for that.
He didn't see the news crew filming, and the news crew didn't see him, but plenty of viewers did. In the next 5 minutes, over 200 calls were made to 911 to report the crime to police.
Oh my
the cops
God.
Used the footage to track Anders down and arrest him.
Oh, man. But his girl was totally happy with those roses.
He told them, quote, I'd broken up with my girlfriend and I wanted to win her back with some flowers, oh. But I had no money. I didn't even see the film crew. That was pretty dumb.
Yeah, I don't think the girlfriend's going to come back to you.
This next laser story is out of Delta Township, Michigan. A woman had her Lexus stolen last week, so she got herself a rental car as the police investigated. The next day, she drove in her rental when she saw her Lexus was parked at a convenience store. So she pulled into the parking lot and hopped into her car to steal it back.
All right.
Okay, I guess that's better than calling the cops.
Luckily, she had her spare key on her, but it turns out the person who stole her car was an 18-year-old named Jason Porter. And when he got out of the convenience store and saw the woman stealing back her stolen Lexus, he responded by stealing her rental car.
Yeah.
Stolen car battle.
She's like, dang it, I didn't see that happening.
The cops finally tracked him down in the stolen rental about 85 miles away. He was charged with unlawfully driving away a motor vehicle and carjacking. The woman won't be facing any charges for stealing her Lexus back, though. This next laser story is out of fast food headquarters. An official social media account for Burger King in Russia posted a promotion recently that got a lot of people talking. Because Russia is the host of soccer's World Cup, Burger King promised a reward of 3 million rubles, it's about 47,000 American dollars,
wow.
And a lifetime supply of Whoppers for any Russian woman who got pregnant with the child of a World Cup player.
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Yeah.
They're inspiring groupies, hey, soccer groupies, to go out there and get pregnant.
It's terrible. That's not how you want to bring a child into this world.
I mean, it's cool if you're a World Cup soccer player.
But I decided to become a mom because of Burger King.
Well, and some of these soccer players that are playing in the World Cup make millions and millions of dollars. So it's actually a good idea no matter what.
And some of them make no money.
A rough translation of what it said. Burger King, within the framework of social responsibility, has appointed a reward for girls who get pregnant from the stars of world football. Each will receive 3 million rubles and a lifelong supply of Whoppers. For these girls, it will be possible to get the best football genes and will lay down success of the Russian national team on several generations ahead. We believe in you. So really, they're doing it for the good of their country.
They're trying to build their soccer team back up.
Burger King Russia has since deleted the Woman for Whoppers post and apologized for the promotion, but it is a great idea. I didn't even think about the gene thing.
Dude, we need to do it too.
Yeah,
America.
We do. America is like really last when it comes to soccer.
Yeah,
so next time we have an international team in town, it's time to get pregnant, ladies.
It's only the patriotic thing to do.
You're doing it for the good of the country. So next laser story is out of Indiana. A state police trooper was on Interstate 65, about 35 miles south of Indianapolis, last weekend when he noticed a huge backup in the left lane. And he realized it was because a woman was driving under the speed limit, which was 70, and there were about 20 cars stuck behind her.
Boo!
God, that woman sucks, doesn't she?
So he pulled her over.
What?
Why does that happen when I'm not? Every time I see that, I'm like, I wish a police officer would pull them over because what they're doing is actually more dangerous than speeding.
I don't think that's ever happened before, has it?
Yeah, I've seen videos online.
Under Indiana state law, the left lane is for passing, and if you're going under the speed limit, you're legally required to get into the right lane. And this woman didn't, so she actually got a ticket.
Oh!
A And the general consensus on social media seems to be that this cop is a hero.
Yes.
His tweet about what happened got over 28,000 retweets and a lot of comments from people asking him to come patrol their states.
God, how embarrassing it'd be to have a ticket for going slow in the left lane. Like, that is a shame on you.
If you ever find yourself going insane because somebody in front of you is driving slowly in the left lane, remember this. There might be one good cop out there who will do something about it. And now he's a national idol.
Yeah.
Good job.
I feel like there could be a cop superhero movie made about him.
This next laser story is out of Summertime Fun Time. Fun Summertime Fun. Did you ever sell lemonade as a kid to make a little money?
Yeah.
Of course.
Kids still do it today sometimes, but occasionally you'll see on the news that they run into some legal trouble.
What?
In fact, in some areas, it's technically illegal to sell lemonade without a permit. Just last month, some kids in Denver got shut down by the police.
No!
Even though they were raising money for charity.
Go!
Yeah, I'm but glad now, we're putting our time into the real criminals out there.
Finally, someone is doing something about it. The company that makes Country Time Lemonade just launched a new website called Country Time Legal Aid. And if your kid can't sell lemonade without a permit this summer, they'll pay to cover the cost of the fine or the permit up to $300. So
that's awesome.
You can actually get your kid a permit so they can stop being a lawbreaker and sell that lemonade legally. Country Time says that they believe kids everywhere should be able to sell lemonade, preferably Country Time, of course, without consequences, and especially not by being harassed by police.
Right. Well, you know what they say about lemonade stands. It's a gateway.
Yep.
Yeah.
If you want to apply, just upload a photo of the permit to their website, countrytimelegalaid.com, and make sure to purchase only Country Time lemonade when selling that lemonade. This next leisure story is out of Retirement Central. According to a new study, one out of three people say their main financial plan is inheriting money from their parents after they die.
No.
It's a P-A-R-T-Y because I said so.
It's a good retirement plan.
Yeah, and
just
good
wait
for
an inheritance.
For having parents that can give you that much.
Yeah. 36% of people in Generation X and 32% of millennials and even 20% of baby boomers say they're banking on mom and dad kicking the bucket and then leaving them a nice pile of cash.
Oh, yeah.
Like, why was my brother not crying at my mom's funeral?
Yeah, why was he laughing?
None of those generations compare to Generation Z, though. Those are people under the age of 22. Apparently, 63% of them currently see their parents as their best financial option.
Because they're so young, they know no other financial option.
Yeah.
Like, you cut them some slack there.
They're still at that age where they're like, my parents are 1,000-aires.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Like, whoa, my mom spent $100 on that?
That's so much money.
Yeah. Yeah, they've got so much cash. When they die, they'll just give it all to me.
Yeah. And then truth is going to sink in, and it's going to be a sad, sad talk.
I wonder if this guy might have kids someday and if they'll just be waiting for an inheritance, because he is a multimillionaire.
Oh, he is?
Yes, he is. That's a very rich turtle humping some red bottoms. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe, which means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Monday.